Come on. Wave FM's Jade and Trav in the morning.
I almost went under the Wollongong Free Green Bus the other day.
Did you?
What happened?
Did you step off the curb at the wrong time?
No. It's just a figure of speech, this particular situation. When someone just decides to throw you under the bus. My father-in-law, Brian.
Oh.
He's an upstanding citizen.
Yeah.
He's a good fella.
Do you get along?
Love him. Yeah. He is sensational. You know what? He is everything that you'd want in a father-in-law. And he's very handy with the tools. So when I need some stuff done at home, he just answers the call.
Good to have around. Excellent.
But he blew me away the other day. Blew me away. Because when Amanda, Molly and the kids and I go down to Amanda's parents' place, Kim, you know, cooks up a bit of a feed.
Yeah, nice.
And there's always a few stubbies in the fridge. And Amanda and I make the decision. You know, we do the little drive through Charlie's Liquor Bar there at Albion Park, and it's okay, well, who's going to be the designated driver today?
Yep. Paper, scissors, rock. That's what Milko and I do.
On this particular day, I was the fortunate one that was able to indulge in a few stubbies. So Brian's always got a few stubbies in his fridge.
Yeah.
And they're always, you've got to use the opener to open them up. He doesn't like the twist top ones, right? Which I don't understand because, like, he is a mechanic. And his hand, like, he could just, like, he could look at that and it'd unscrew, you know what I mean? Like, his hands are that tough. Anyway, I've gone to the fridge and I've gone, I'll pop open a couple. And then Kim, my mother-in-law, has interrogated me. She's like, where are you putting those lids? Where are you putting the lids, Travis? And I'm like, I'm putting them in the bin. She said, no, you're not. Brian said that you put them in the utensils drawer right here in the kitchen. Because I, this is Kim, opened up the drawer the other day and there was like 50 beer bottle lids in the drawer.
Oh, Trav.
That wasn't me. It wasn't me. And Brian's going, oh, that Travis, you know, like, geez, just,
mate,
you know,
just
not
lazy.
Picking up around
Isn't
himself.
He? Oh, can't change the oil in his car. Can't find a bin to put the lids in.
So I got hammered. I got blamed for putting the beer caps in the utensils drawer and it was not me.
It was him.
It was he eventually owned up to it because I dug my heels and I go, this is rubbish. Like, you have pushed me straight under the green bus.
Like, mate, I'm not taking that. Kim's going to think that I'm messy.
Correct. 4275196.5 Illawarra, when have you been blamed for something you didn't do?
Do you know what happened to me once?
What's that?
I was 5 years old. We were standing at the front of my house at Lowry Street Jamboree, and quite often cows would walk down the road because that's just Jamboree.
That's what happens in the roo.
That's what happened. There was a massive, massive cow poo. All right, at the front of our lawn, my brother pushed me into it. Oh. And I fell into it, covered head to toe in cow poo. Mum came out because I'm like, Mum! Nice. And I'm like, Joe pushed me in the poo. And Joe's like, no, I didn't. You fell in there. Oh. You tripped and fell in there. Mum, she tripped and she fell in the poo. She's just trying to get me in the poo. Anyway, Mum didn't believe me. And you know what I got from my troubles? I got stripped off in the front main road of Jamboree.
Well,
I was only five.
Cows and nudie runs, that's standard in the roo.
That's right. And then, yeah, went and had a shower. But, yeah, my brother blamed me for falling into the poo, and he's the one who pushed me.
And you've never let go of it.
I've never let go. I'm still distressed and scarred.
4275196.5 Illawarra, when have you been blamed for something you didn't do?
Kicking back and relaxing this morning at Mount Warrigal is Mandy. Mandy, we're talking about those moments in your life where you may have been blamed for something that you did not do when you were innocent. When did this happen to you?
Yep. My sister was at work one day, and when she got home, she found her Ferrero Rochers that she'd been saving for ages. The box was opened and empty and the wrappers were on top of her bed.
Ooh.
She obviously accused me, which I can't say I blame her because normally I did sneak a few things.
Normally you did sneak. Normally.
Yes, but I don't eat nuts, so I was innocent this time.
Wow.
She was just about to accuse me of lying when our German Shepherd strolled in with a guilty look on her face and her breath stunk like chocolate.
Oh, lucky. Saved by the dog. But was the dog okay? Because doesn't chocolate make dogs really ill?
It can, but it did not make her ill.
Thank God for that.
You were double lucky there. Yeah. Dog okay, and the heat was off your backside.
It was, but it was funny because a few days later, she walked out. We walked out, and she's running away with the empty pizza box.
She had a taste for human food, hey? What else can I need?
Yep.
Hey, Mandy, thank you very much.
Thank you. Get on now. Jade and Trav.
Wave FM 96.5. Hey, Laura, when have you got blamed for something you didn't do? Trav's getting blamed. Blame for putting all the beer lids in the drawer.
Brian, my father-in-law, he's pushed me under the bus, but I did not do anything wrong.
He's innocent.
I'm glad that my mother-in-law, Kim, listened to me.
But I'm sure there's a lot of people that have been blamed for stuff that they had nothing to do with. 42751 at 96.5. Give us a call if you're in the same boat as Trav.
Beck has called through from Barrack Heights. Morning, Beck. How are you?
I'm really well, guys. How you guys doing?
We are loving life this Tuesday morning. So hit us. When have you been blamed for something you didn't do?
Back in my heyday, guys, when I was on my pee plate.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were still in your heyday, Beck.
Bless. Oh, God love you. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. I got pulled over and blamed for talking on my mobile phone whilst driving.
Ooh.
First time I can honestly say I wasn't back in the day.
Yes.
I've learned my lesson now.
Yeah.
But took the police to court and won.
So did you have a phone with you? Like, what were you doing that made them think that you were actually on your mobile phone?
They thought I had the phone to my ear, which was a bit weird because why would you put your phone to your ear when you're not on the phone?
Wow.
And so how did you prove it?
Jinx, you owe me a can of Coke.
I call records and I represented myself in court, which was like the first thing.
You can't handle the truth! Did you get to say that?
I Boston Legal on him. It was great.
You can go all mamby pamby.
And you won.
Yeah.
That's cool. And that's very smart too, because if you were on your phone, then it should be on your call records that you were actively on your phone at that
very
time.
Clever.
And if you weren't.
Very clever, Beth.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. And I did get pulled over in front of the old police station as well to make matters worse.
Oh. Wow. So just moving sideways, when you're standing in court representing yourself, yes, Your Honour, no, Your Honour, I would like to table the defence on behalf of my client, which is actually myself. Was your heart pounding? Yeah. Like, how nervous were you?
Oh, I was s***ing myself.
Oh.
Hey, look, you won. Have you ever thought about a career in law after that?
Oh, I think I was just going to take my one win and go with it, hey? I was like, I'm not going back there again.
Just retire from the law undefeated. You've won every case.
Perfect record.
Well played, Beck. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guys.
Tracy of Albion Park, what did you get blamed for that you didn't do?
I got blamed for breaking my sister's leg.
Oh, that's a serious allegation.
That really is.
So how did your sister break her leg, Tracy?
Well, we were riding pushbike around my horse paddock. So she was probably about 6, I was about 10. I was on the opposite side of the paddock to her and she fell off a bike and broke her leg and she still says I pushed her off a bike.
On the opposite side of the paddock. What do you got, go gadget arms?
Yeah, I must have.
So why did she put the blame on you when clearly it wasn't you?
Oh, just, the little sister thing, blame the big sister.
And you know what happens too sometimes when you're a kid, right? I reckon you tell yourself something happened and then
you believe it.
Yeah, then you believe it, especially if it's a moment surrounded by shock, which it would have been for her to break a leg. And so probably in her mind, she's probably convinced herself that you did do it.
Yeah. But then after a couple of years after that, we were having a handstand competition and I stayed up longer than her, so she pushed me over and I did break my collarbone.
Get out.
Yep.
Are you and your sister tight these days?
Yeah, we are, because the best bit about it is she's seen the comment I wrote on your Facebook page and she sent me a text message and said, I remember the time I knocked that the motor off the retaining wall and broke your foot. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you did that too.
Has she confessed that she unfairly blamed you for breaking her leg yet?
She still says that I did it, but then laughs.
Ah, yes, righto. Well,
you two, when you go and see each other for, coffee, you must both go in there with headgear on. Just...
Tracy,
so you don't come out with an injury.
Tracy, what's your sister's name?
Sherelle,
if you're listening, come on, fess up. Give Jade and I a call right now. 42751965. Come on, Sherelle. We want to clear this up once and for all. Maybe apologise to your sister, okay? Who knows? Who knows, Tracy? Stranger things might happen. She might, the guilt might finally get her this morning.
It might.
We can only hope.
Wave FM. Jade and Trav in the morning.
Milko, my husband, he's doing daddy daycare, stay at home dad. And, well, from somebody who is in the army and then a pilot, very busy man, he's got a lot of time in his hands. And his latest thing that he's, it's keeping him up at night and keeping him busy is a little blue grub that he found out at the woodpile at the back of Mama Jude's.
Yeah.
It's this fluoro blue grub, and there's been quite a few of them. Anyway, he's like, I've never seen this bug before.
Yeah.
He was doing, getting all Steve Irwin on me.
Well, he grew up on the land. Did he deliver a crikey? Yeah, I expect that from him.
Actually,
he never disappoints that.
No, bloke. I feel like getting him a khaki safari suit for Father's Day. He's getting that into it. Anyway, put a picture of the bug up on our Jamboree What's Happening to find out whether anyone else had got these bugs.
I found a bug.
Yeah,
I found a grub. Look at me.
Does anyone recognise it? He's put it out there and people are like, no, I've never seen it before. So he had to take it to the next level, didn't he? So he's been...
Has he made a little house for it and he's watching it grow?
No,
it might turn into a butterfly, Jay.
He's going to take it to show and tell when Lulu starts big school at Jamboree
There's
Public
an idea.
School. No, he actually contacted the Department of Primary Industries.
Oh, geez, he has gone next level, hasn't he?
Like,
are you serious?
Yes. To decipher the identity of the bug, sent them a photo. He sent them some pictures of their habitat. He sent them everything.
You're not pulling my leg, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm serious. They got back to him. They can't identify it.
Get out.
So
you're kidding me.
No, so when I got home Friday...
You have an unidentified bug in your backyard.
That's right, yeah.
A grub.
Well, a few of them, actually. A few grubs living there. So when I got home on Friday, he was busy with the cardboard boxes and paper bags. And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I've just got to create a little cage for the bugs, a little thing to put them in because I've got to post them. So on Friday, he sent them via the post to these people and so they can actually have a look at it and see whether or not they can identify it.
They're going to do a scientific investigation.
Well, that's right, because he may have discovered something new, a new grub.
Look out, that's like the people that discover like a new star or something.
That's right.
Don't they
a
get
new
to name
species
them?
Of frog or something like that. Well, that's what I said to him. If you have discovered a new grub or whatever it is, maybe it turns into a butterfly, I don't know. But if you discover something, I'm like, will you name it after me?
You asked him that.
Yeah.
You want to be named after a grub. You want the Jade Grub. What name could we call the grub?
I just wanted to be named after me. I thought that'd be romantic, wouldn't it?
Now there's a claim to fame.
Everything Illawarra. Wave FM's Jade and Trav in the morning.
Growing up as Lenady's love child, my fashion was questionable at times, but I used to, you know, rock around the streets of Jamboree in my fluoro Okanui shorts.
Okanui?
Yeah, my stubbies, my homemade dresses from mum.
I'm the same version as you. I used to rock around in my 26 red homie G pants.
Oh, maybe if I was, you know, feeling a bit special, I might get out my cat shit t-shirt. And like, when it came to grooming,
yes.
I think as far as I went was a crimper. You know, okay. that was like the school disco, Jamboree. Yeah. Jamboree year six farewell, got my hair crimped.
Was that a school
deal.
Disco or a blue lighter?
A school disco. Okay. We're at Jamboree, we couldn't afford lights. Had it in the youth town hall. Somebody, I think, bought like one of those boom boxes, just played it, got jiggy with it. So fashion wasn't a big thing, okay, for me growing up. And grooming in particular, you know, your shower and all that stuff, but a crimper, that's about all you need.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing goes for my girls as well. I'm reading this story about this mum, and it's just, I can't wrap my head around it, okay? So this mum, she's got three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
They've all got fair hair. From the age of 3 years old, these kids have been having their eyebrows, legs, and upper lips waxed.
No way. From 3 years
old. 3 years old. So 3 years
That's
old.
Child
they've
abuse.
Been getting like grooming done. Eyebrows waxed, upper lip waxed.
Oh.
I mean, I've got blonde hair at the top there, what my husband Milko calls peach fuzz.
Yeah.
But you don't wax that. You're not meant to wax blonde hair because otherwise it becomes black hair.
Yeah, like but once you start, you can't stop, correct?
Yeah, and even their legs. Waxing the legs of a child.
3 year old.
That is torture. I got my legs waxed once. And that was once too many in my book.
I had a full body wax once and I've never recovered.
That's right, you're still getting therapy.
You know, I was talking to Harry, our 13-year-old son, on the weekend because he's got a bit, what's Milko call it? The peach fuzz?
Oh, yeah, the peach fuzz, yeah.
Well, we call it bum fluff.
Yep.
Okay? He's got a bit of that going on and he had one quite long, fair bit. Well, it might have been like 4 centimetres sticking out the side of his cheek.
Yeah.
And I was like, how you going there with the old fuzz? And he goes, oh, yeah, it's all right. I said, look, mate, I'll give you one bit of advice. do not shave your face, and I'll run you through the process when we need to do this, but if you get told at school that you need to have a shave because he's 13, he's turning 14 in June, it will happen. You'll get the tap on the shoulder from one of the teachers. You got to start to clean up the face.
Yep.
So you want to avoid that for as long as possible, because once you start, you have to keep doing it. And I'm like, Harry, it's a punish.
It's so true.
That's why Daddy grew a beard.
That's right. Exactly. Daddy's like, well, it's like maybe shave my legs. I begged my mum. I want to shave my legs, This is in high school because everyone shaved their legs.
How old were you when you started?
13, not three, 13.
Yeah, I know, but do you wish that you'd held on a little bit longer, like held off a bit longer?
I don't know. They were hairy. They were pretty hairy. I was like the abominable snowman.
But three, hair, that is absurd.
13, got the shape. And my mum's like, you're not doing it. And I'm like, I am. So I went to the bathroom and did it myself. I ended up cutting myself because I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. Oh, I bled like a stuck pig,
like
didn't
a colander.
A pardon?
You look like a colander.
Oh, dear.
Holes everywhere.
Okay, I was like, Mum, I'm bleeding. It won't stop. And I feel faint.
I bet you got that I told you so, Jay.
That's right. You should have waited. You should have waited. But 3 years old is way too early. Alani has dark. She's a dark
now
complexion.
She's 16 now.
Yeah, 16. So she, when she was younger, had a little bit of a... for want of a better word, monobrow.
Oh, the old Count Dracula.
Yeah. And I never did anything about it. I thought, I'm not going to say anything. She's a gorgeous little girl. It's a bit of extra hair in the middle. That's all right. I'm not going to say a thing, and I'm not going to do anything about it until she wants to. And then one day in year one, she came home and said, Mum, the kids say I look Chinese because of my one eyebrow. And I'm like, okay, well, we can do something about this if you want to. We can go to the beautician and they'll just do a little waxy bit down the middle.
And you did it?
Yeah, we did it. Job done.
So you let her make the call. I don't think a three-year-old's going to understand like what this woman's doing.
No. Oh, they're going to understand the pain. They're going to feel it.
That's crazy.
Some mums, honestly, next level.
I bet you they're dance kids.
I reckon they would be for sure. I mean, my daughters are lucky that they've got me as a mama. I'm lucky to shave once a year. It's a biannual event.
Waking up, come on. Wave FM's Jade and Trav in the morning.